boy, it's kind of exciting. Anyway, I can't believe it. Friday night, so much money down here in the studio. Somebody's dumped about $500,000 into the studio this evening. And, well, that's what they meant when they said they were going to put a bunch of money into fixing the studio. All I did was push a bunch of bills in here, 1,000 of them here. Who's on the front of this one? Rodney Bingenheimer on the front of this $50,000 bill. Unbelievable. Boy, we had a good time down there at the Whiskey. When was it? Oh, Tuesday and Wednesday night with the Renegade Band, Rabbit and Renegade, myself down there. Rodney was down there. We ran into some beautiful young ladies down there. Dynamitas! And, well, let's face it, friends, had a real good time. And, well, made a lot of money, too. Of course, Rodney and I were counting out the cash and ended up counting out an awful lot of money for ourselves. And Rodney Rabbit and myself split out the back way with an awful lot of cash. And, of course, we went straight to Las Vegas where we gambled our lives away. And that's why I got to get going right now because, well, I lost all of my money and I got to go to work. So we'll see you. No, just kidding. Anyway, we had a wonderful time. It was just great down there. Thank you once again for showing up, showing me up. Most of these fans showed up and tried to show me up with some kind of jive nonsense. Trying to get me to give away my expensive home and trying to give away all the money that I have. All my Valium Blue cigarettes were stolen. I had a huge carton of Valium Blue Longs, and some little girl grabbed them. And, of course, Tanya Tucker was there, and she grabbed them and stuck them between her legs, you know. So all of us were afraid to try and get them except for, well, Rodney and Rabbit and I. And we all made a mad dive for them, cracking our heads together, and something, I don't know. Anyway, sex fever. Let's talk about it. It's running rampant, and here it is in the streets of Los Angeles. Once again, it's that season again. Christmas is coming up, and of course, sex fever's here. So be careful. If you're walking on the streets and suddenly you see someone attacking a stop sign or jumping on a small animal or going wild, leaping on a park bench and just, well, friends, just think about it. Sex fever is returning. It's the attack of that fabulous beast that drove all of us insane, well, last year about this same time. So, you know, do the ultra cool if you can. If you're out there on a Friday night, just think about your boy with a joy toy doing the ultra cool. You know what I'm talking about? Phrase the craze. Yes, it's true, friends. It's been reaching craze proportions. They've gone crazy. A lot of Fraser Smith impersonators out there. And they're signing huge tabs. I'm serious, huge alcohol. You know, that's what happened at the Whiskey. I had a huge, gigantic bill from people who walked up and claimed to be me. Of course, they saw me up on stage, and yet still, they, you know, didn't realize that it wasn't me signing that tab. And I ended up paying, you know, a couple $100,000 for all of your drinks. Well, I guess that's showbiz, right? But anyway, on a Friday night, I want to see you jump up and down, scratch some glass, and turn blue. You know what I'm talking about? I want to send this next tune out from Rodney. This is a birthday request for a sweet little lady out there, sweet 16, Rosetta, that gorgeous little Canadian. Happy birthday, baby. On the rock, Fraser Smith, radio show.
Down in the lab.
Fraser Smith Show. It's the Fraser Smith Show. It's the Fraser Smith Show.
Hey, Mr. Jim, I can see the shape you're in. Finger on your eyebrow. Left hand on your hip, thinking that you're such a lady killer. Think you're so slick. Well, all right. Brother Johnny, he caught a Sister Sue. Tell me, baby, what are we gonna do? And she said, take two candles. Mi carro, Rosita. Usted sabe que te quiero, pero usted me quita todo. Ya me robaste mi televisión, mi radio. Ahora quiero llevar mi carro. No me haga así, Rosita. Ven aquí. Hey, usted que es al lado, Rosita. Oh. Yeah.
Swiss Show. Crazy Swiss Show.
Would like to announce to all of you K-Rock listeners that upcoming this Friday night, December 1st, 8:30 p.m. at Bases Hall, 1528 North Vermont in Hollywood, between Sunset and Hollywood Boulevards, a rock and roll party extravaganza with the Rubber City Rebels, Bates Motel, The Tremors, and Backstage Pass. A rock and roll party featuring all new wave bands to rock you through the night. Donations are $4 at the door. That's four bands for $4. Wow, remember that that's this Friday night, December 1st, 8:30 p.m. at Bases Hall, 1528 North Vermont in Hollywood.
Hate your sons, hate your daughters, weed that out.
Turn your meters, turn your meters.
For further information, call 980-9712. The show being presented by none other than Stone Fox Productions, bringing you entertainment you crave. Call now, 980-9712. Plus, next Friday night, December 8th at Bases Hall, Stone Fox is throwing a punk show spectacular with the Germs, the Controllers, the Spies, and plus another surprise special act.
You're upstairs at the bar frame where I'm left here to listen. I hear you calling his name, I hear the stutter of ignition. I could hear you whisper as I crept by your door, so you found not a joker who could freeze you mind. Care. Anyway, this is your boss with a hot sauce. Think about it one or two times and then back off and scratch it. You know what I'm talking about? A lot of people say, Frazier, what do you mean? Back off and scratch it. Well, if you don't know by now, don't mess with it. On a Friday night! This is, oh God, friends, I gotta tell you, my hair is bright pink, my eyes are auburn, and my dress is day glow orange. Hi, I'm Angie Dickinson. No, this is Frazier Smith, and you know, by God, friends, if you can get this, can you tune that color in a little bit better on your radio? Because look at this, a shocking pink hair, these huge rippling biceps, and sex fever once again has struck Los Angeles. Well, I think it's time right now, because of that fact, to talk about our favorite new sponsor, Doggy Style Malt Liquor. That's right, Doggy Style Malt Liquor. It's a great new drink, and don't forget, when you drink Doggy Style Malt Liquor, you'll take a back seat to no one. That's because, no, it's true, don't let anybody back you into the swimming pool. This is Doggy Style Malt Liquor. It's the malt liquor that makes you say, friends, bend over and I'll drive you home. That's right. Doggy Style Malt Liquor. Pick it up soon at a theater or adult bookstore near you. Anyway, on a Friday night, what am I talking about? Just doing a few commercials. Sex Fever, of course, Run Rampant, Gone Crazy. We'll tell you about it. Power News coming up. And we've got all kinds of wild news stories that are happening. Things are just going... They've just gone crazy ever since Shecky Green was elected president of the United States. From now on, everybody's got to own a sharkskin suit. So if you don't have one now... go on out and buy one, and we'll tell you where you can get one a little bit later on. I want to tell you a little bit later about, speaking of clothing, about some of the new Fraser Smith apparel that's been coming out. We've got Fraser Smith laser suits, Fraser Smith jackets, Fraser Smith ties, shirts, exploding belts, negative calorie weight loss socks, and all kinds of wild things. Fraser Smith panties, of course, These are the things that get you closer to yourself than you've ever been. And we'll tell you all about it. These are, of course, just items that we're just bringing out. The Fraser Smith Enterprise is just booming, going crazy, exploding all over the airwaves. A lot like Tanya Tucker. We'll tell you about her, too, falling in love with a nuclear device. And all that, of course, coming up on Power News. So we hope you stick around. This is going to be a big night, Friday night. We're going to go wild and tell you all about this sex fever that's... roaming the streets, making people just crazy, and driving them slightly insane. Yes, you've heard about it, and now here it is. It's a song I wrote a couple years back. Send me $1 million. Fraser Smith Show, Friday night.
Let's go on tonight. Somewhere there's somebody. They treat somebody right.
are listening to KROQ FM in Pasadena, and it's time once again, friends, for Fraser Smith Power News. Well, sex fever has once again struck Los Angeles. Yes, it's that season once again. And doctors warn that any unusual feelings that you may be having right now are strictly normal symptoms of this disease. Meanwhile, authorities are reporting sexual attacks by otherwise normal people on dogs, animals, buildings, traffic control signals, stop signs, recreational vehicles, and most often on other people, as people's glands have gone wild here in Los Angeles, causing folks to go temporarily insane with sexual desire. And people aren't the only ones getting involved in the act, believe us. Actress Barbie Benton was attacked today by a berserk spider monkey in a local bar who apparently had his hairy way with her and then left without paying his tab. Sounds like everybody's getting into the act. We'll have a film at 11. Southern California cult leader Charles Manson is finally out on parole after serving 7 years of a life sentence for his role in the Tate LaBianca murders. In an interview with Power News, however, Manson claims that he holds no grudges and is confident that he will be able to adjust to society. Already, Manson says that he convinced a local car dealer to sell him a Rolls Royce for $20 and has moved into a luxury apartment in the Wilshire District. Says Manson, "I don't think that I'll have much trouble talking my new friends and my new neighbors into being friends, especially since I talked the landlord into lowering the rent to $5 a month. I wouldn't be surprised if my new friends decided to take up a collection to help buy me my own place real soon." Comedian David Brenner, who has admitted that many of his house guests are almost as boring as he is, has come up with a novel way to stay awake. Brenner said that he came upon the idea when he was wondering what to do with his large collection of antique barber's chairs. "Now I don't have any problems with boring visitors," says Brenner. "As soon as they walk through the door, I strap them into one of these old chairs and pull out all of their teeth with a pair of pliers." Bonko Whackers of the Bonko Whackers fan club, one of the few survivors of the grisly Smithtown mass suicide in Guyana, told Power News today that cult leader Fraser Smith had gone insane when a rampant syphilitic condition had worsened, causing him to think that he was actress Angie Dickinson. But then he found out that no one would cash checks or allow him to charge large quantities of furs and jewelry using that name. He reportedly went berserk, forcing his followers to drink gallons of dangerous nitromethane fuel and go 24 feet in the air. We'll have a film at 11. In the financial news, the vast Fraser Smith conglomerate reported this week that it is showing huge profits in every area except for its popular weekend radio show. The reason for the red ink, it turns out, is that radio personality Fraser Smith is paying his staff of alcoholic writers thousands of dollars a week. The report goes on to state that most of the writers now have purchased large desks and expensive typewriters and have set up offices complete with teletype machines and plush bars all over town. Explains Smith, "I don't know why these guys are bleeding me dry, but they're the only writers in town Carson isn't stealing from." And speaking of Johnny, tragedy struck last week on NBC's Tonight Show when host Johnny Carson was devoured by a carnivorous plant. While millions of viewers looked on, the plant first criticized Carson's suit and then grabbed Carson and swallowed him head first. Highly paid professional comedian Fraser Smith has been hired to fill in for Carson until NBC staffers can determine whether or not the plant can be trained to host a television show. Said one staffer, "We've got to do something. We'll never be able to afford to pay Smith the salary that he demands." Well, that's for sure. That's it for Fraser Smith Power News, of course, brought to you tonight and every week by those fabulous Fraser Smith Hurt Yourself t-shirts. Yes, friends, they carry that must-get-laid guarantee, and of course we mean it when we say satisfaction guaranteed or else. And of course, we want you to save that Christmas money, because coming out soon, this is it. This is the first and original announcement. Coming out soon, Hurt Yourself 2. You've heard of Jaws 2. You've heard of Paws 2, that dog sex movie that made so much money. But now it's time for Hurt Yourself 2. It's true, a giant shrew. And these will be coming, of course, with a free shrew. That's right. Every purchase of a T-shirt gets a free shrew. And we'll be coming out with these new T-shirts in a week. A week from now, we're going to have them. My manager, Fritz Wandanganango, has been working on them all week long, and we've got the new design out, and we want you to be sure and keep that Christmas money ready, because it's the perfect gift for you or a loved one. Hurt yourself, too. New design, new shirts, new you. That's right, and they carry the old familiar must-get-laid guarantee. So, stay in touch, friends, and someone will want to touch you real soon. Because these are special shirts. They'll be yours. I'll tell you where to get them in just a few minutes. They'll be available in just about a week. Hurt yourself, too. Everybody's wondering where to get them. People want to know what they are. We're going to tell you, so stick around on this Friday night version, Fraser Smith Show.
Lover. I'm not afraid.
how can you blame them? All those people that see what we're talking about, that's that sex fever thing. And, of course, if you've got an uncontrollable urge and you want to call us up on the sex fever hotline, well, we'll give you the numbers. It's on your screen. Watch your screen. Can you see them there? Oh, they can't see. Okay, 578-1067 or 578-1068. And that's the sex fever hotline. We'll have our special operators on their backs and on their knees operating these hotlines, trying to get a hold of some of you people and tell you exactly what you got to do. Clean it up, you know? That's what they're telling us, because a lot of people say, Frazier, why do you keep telling those people to do that new dance, the Ultra Cool? Yeah, the Ultra Cool, that new dance that I started up there in Canada, has now swept the nation, and it's turned into, let's face it, it's reached craze proportion. It's reaching craze proportions, and they've gone crazy about, the new Frazier Smith dance, the Ultra Cool. So see if you can do it. There's nothing to it, really. You need some white shoes made of cocaine, and that's just about it. Anyway, hi, I'm Shecky Green, professional comedian, and I'm glad you joined the Shecker tonight because, I got a microphone stand growing out of the side of my hip, and we're having a real hip time down here. This is the Frazier Smith Show. That's right, I'm taking over for him tonight. Shecky Green here. Welcome to Las Vegas. So nice to have you all here in my hometown. And I'm glad to see so many people out there wearing shark skin clothing. It just, you look great. Anyway, Friday night, people saying, Frazier, you've lost your mind. You've gone slightly over the edge. Ever since that Smithtown thing where you forced all those people to drink that doggy-style malt liquor and all that methadone, well, things have gotten a little out of hand. You've been giving away tons of money, and you've been forcing all those listeners. Of course, that new game show of mine, You Bet Your Ass, where people lost everything, just about everything they owned, expensive automobiles, wives, houses, husbands, teenage daughters, high-speed scaldomatic dishwashers with some of the nicest knobs in town. You know what I'm talking about? Oh, I met this one. I'm talking about a three-slot toaster, friends. I'm talking about computerized appliance dating. Say, listen, friends, if you're having a problem finding that right appliance to go out with, well, why don't you check out Big Gorge's three-speed computerized appliance dating. It's the kind of thing where, their motto, take out a toaster today. And just fill the slot with something that is ultra cool and ultra exciting. And, of course, it's a nice buzz and some of the nicest knobs in town. Anyway, big, big things happening. A bunch of stuff in Vegas. I want you to be sure and come and see me in Las Vegas. I'll be playing with Shecky Green on the 13th, and we'll be at the Riviera. And also something coming up at the Baghdad Room, and another thing at Caesars. We'll be at Caesars. And that's that benefit thing where, is that the thing where Dino and I, Dean Martin and myself, are going to be jumping the Caesars Palace fountain in a huge Airstream trailer filled with Japanese food. So, listen, if we don't make it, sue me. You know what I'm talking about? Sue me, sushi. We'll be around. Anyway, I want to tell you, this is, friends, special guests coming up and all kinds of wild experiments. We're going to do some experiments. I want to find out if any of you people are able to deal with this sex fever thing. You know what I'm talking about? Can you handle it? Call us up. Tell us your problems. Give us your money and send us your bills. We'll take care of everything. This is the Frazier Smith Show. Frazier Smith Show. Frazier Smith Show. Frazier Smith Show. Frazier Smith Show.
Many years since I was here. On the street, I was passing my time away. To the left and to the right, buildings towering to the sky. It's out of sight in the dead of night.
Thank you. lady sitting by my side saying, where are we? Old hurting